Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking, I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Hi, I'm James Esposito, and this is New Books in History. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I just finished talking to Nathan Pearl Rosenthal about his new book, Citizen Sailors, Becoming American in the Age of Revolution. This book was released by Harvard University Press in 2015. Pearl Rosenthal's book shows how American sailors led the creation of national citizenship in the late 18th and early 19th century. The British and French operated an informal and imprecise system of common sense nationality, of shared visual, linguistic, and cultural cues to identify friend from foe during the Wars of Revolution from 1776 to the end of the Napoleonic War. Rosenthal shows how the threat of forced conscription and false imprisonment spurred American seamen to demand a reliable means of identification from the newly formed federal government. Sailors, both black and white, could receive the same recognition as citizens decades before the American Civil War. I hope you have a chance to pick up Citizen Sailors, especially if you're interested in the American Revolution or the history of the Atlantic world. It was a pleasure to talk to Nathan, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today we will be speaking with Nathan Pearl Rosenthal about his new book, Citizen Sailors, Becoming American in the Age of Revolution. Hi, Nathan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, James. Thanks for having me on.
Before we get with the text, I want to ask you a few questions. First, as is customary on new books, what made you decide to become a historian?
Well, it was a bit of a surprise to me, actually. When I was in high school, was very convinced I was going to be a scientist, a biologist specifically. I actually worked in a bacterial genetics lab. And I realized at some point, and I really loved science, I loved the kind of mix of higher order thinking about how the world